Greetings, everybody. This is your number one enemy, your favorite playmate, Orphan Ann of Radio Tokyo. The little sunbeam whose throat you'd like to touch. We're ready again for a vicious assault on your morale. 75 minutes of music and news for our friends, I mean our enemies in the South Pacific. Well, how are my darling little goats tonight? Full of beer and belligerent? I know, you still hate us, but don't let that hate keep festering. It poisons the whole system. What you need is some good jive. I mean some. Helps you relax. All set? Okay, here's the first blow at your morale. Hey, Kaiser, singing and singing. Hey, Pop, I don't want to go to work. Please be listening. Not bad, not bad. And now here's your news announcer with news from the American home front.
American casualties on land, sea, and in the air scored skyward on Okinawa. Repercussions of this bloody campaign and the bungling tactics of the American war leaders echoed throughout the United States. A Washington report said that the Army and Navy departments are squirming uncomfortably under a barrage of vicious charges and censor from the nation's press. One outspoken editorial today asked whether the military leaders were sane when they approved the present operation and charged that the pinpoint island of Okinawa was not worth the appalling sacrifice of their young men.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all for now, enemies, but there'll be more of the same tomorrow night. Until then, this is Orphan Ann, your number one enemy, reminding you GIs always to be good. Goodbye now. Well, I guess the GIs want to know a little bit about me. I was born in the city of Los Angeles, and I graduated from the University of California at Los Angeles in 1941. I left to America in July of 1941 to visit a sick aunt, my mother's only living sister here in Japan. I was here for a few months, and when I realized that the relations between the United States and Japan were getting a little strained, I went to the proper channel to book passage upon the Tatsumaru, which was scheduled to sail from Yokohama for the United States on the 2nd of December, 41. But I was turned down by the Japanese Finance Ministry, and that was in here. Well, I couldn't hang around in Japan very long without a job, so I started looking for one. Well, I found one with the Bremen News Agency as a typist. After a bit, since Bremen didn't pay enough, I had to start around for another job. And then this one landed me here at Radio Tokyo as a typist again. And one day, quite unexpectedly, the studio officials auditioned me for the lead on the program, special program, being to the GIs in the Pacific. They said that the purpose was solely entertainment. Well, I enjoyed sitting on the program for the GI, and as to some of the news announcers, I suppose you GIs would like to know a little bit about it. I admit they're a little bit confusing at times, and I often wondered how many times the American fleet was going to be sunk before the show was over. And I've seen, I will admit, the Tokyo Bay the other day. I went to see it, and I have to admit that the American fleet wasn't sunk after all. Not bad, not bad. And now here's your news announcer with news from the American home front. Not bad, not bad. And now here's the news announcer with news from the American home front.
As American casualties on land, sea, and in the air soared skyward on Okinawa, repercussions of this bloody campaign and the bungling tactics of the American war leaders echoed throughout the United States. A Washington report said that the Army and Navy departments are squirming uncomfortably under a barrage of vicious charges and censor from the nation's press. One outspoken editorial today asked whether the military leaders were sane when they approved the present operations and charged that the pinpoint island of Okinawa was not worth the appalling sacrifice of their young men.
Greetings, everybody. This is your number one enemy, your favorite playmate, Orphan Anne, a radio toaster. The little sunbeam whose throat you'd like to cut. We're ready again for a vicious assault on your morale. 75 minutes of music and news for our friends, I mean our enemies in the South Pacific. Well, how are all my little darling little dopes tonight? Full of beer and belligerent? I know, you still hate us, but don't let that escape you, Chester. It poisons the whole system. What you need is some good jive. I mean solid. Helps you relax. All set? Okay, here's the first blow at your morale. Two times you're singing and singing. Hey, Pop, I don't want to go to work. Please do listening. Not bad, not bad. And now, here's your news announcer with news from the American home front. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all for now, enemies. But there'll be more of the same tomorrow night. Until then, this is Orphan Anne, your number one enemy, reminding you, G.I., always to be good. Goodbye now. Well, I suppose you guys would like to know a little bit about me. I was born in the city of Los Angeles and went to the University of California at Los Angeles, graduating in 1941. I came to Japan in July of the same year to visit a sick aunt, my mother's only living sister here in Japan. When the situation between the United States and Japan became a little strained, I went through the proper channels to book passage on the Katsumaru, which was scheduled to sail from Yokohama on the 2nd of December for the United States. But the Japanese Finance Ministry turned me down, so that kept me here. I couldn't hang around in Japan very long without a job, so I started looking for one. I found one at the Domain News Agency as a typist. Well, Domain didn't pay very much, so I had to look for another job, and I started around and found one at Radio Tokyo. Typist again. Well, one day, studio officials auditioned me quite unexpectedly for the lead on a special program being to UGIs in the Pacific, and they said that the purpose was solely entertainment. Well, I can truthfully say I enjoyed entertaining UGIs. And as far as the news announcements are concerned, I admit they're a little confusing at times. And I often wondered how many times the American fleet was going to be sunk before the show was over. Well, I went to the Tokyo page this morning, and I have to admit the American Navy wasn't sunk after all. Well, how are all my darling little dopes tonight? Full of beer and belligerent? I know. You still hate us, but don't let that hate keep festering. It poisons the whole system. What you need is some good jive. I mean solid. Helps you relax. All set? Okay, here's the first blow at your morale. K-Kai's are swinging and singing. Hey, Pop, I don't want to go to work. Please do listening. Until then, this is Orphan Anne, your number one enemy, reminding you, G.I., always to be good. Goodbye now. Well, I suppose you G.I.s would like to know a little bit about me. Well, I was born in the city of Los Angeles and went to the University of California at Los Angeles, graduating in the year 1941. I left the United States in July of 1941 to visit a sick aunt, my mother's only living sister here in Japan. When I realized that the situation between the United States and Japan was getting a little strained, I went to the proper channels to try to book taxis on the Tatsuta model, which was scheduled to leave for